Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the first reading from the letter of Paul to the Corinthians, the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 10 to 16. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. Among men, who knows what pertains to the man except his spirit that is within? Similarly, no one knows what pertains to God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand the things freely given us by God. And we speak about them not with words taught by human wisdom, but with words taught by the Spirit, describing spiritual realities in spiritual terms. Now the natural man does not accept what pertains to the Spirit of God, for to him it is foolishness, and he cannot understand it because it is judged spiritually. The one who is spiritual, however, can judge everything, but is not subject to judgment by anyone. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to counsel him? But we have the mind of Christ. Brothers and sisters, the work of the Holy Spirit is tremendous in our lives. And even as adults, even as older adults, sometimes we have this image of a bird, just one of the images that's been used throughout history. But we don't pay much attention to the Holy Spirit. Now, there's been much more attention paid to the Holy Spirit in this past century. There's been a number of ways in which God has revealed himself and has made known to us the power and the gifts of his Holy Spirit. If you don't understand who the Holy Spirit is, if you really don't understand fully, first of all, read the Catechism. Read the section on the Holy Spirit. Read it carefully. Second assignment, I have a book that came out a number of years ago called More of the Holy Spirit. And I think for those of you who say, I don't really understand who the Holy Spirit is, I think that book could be helpful to you. More of the Holy Spirit, written by me and available if you go to renewalministries.net. That's all. Renewalministries.net, all small letters, no spaces, just renewalministries.net. And when you get there, click on bookstore. Look for the book, More of the Holy Spirit. I think that book could be extremely helpful to you so that we can come alive in the Holy Spirit as God has gifted us through the sacraments. So take a look at it. The book is More of the Holy Spirit, and it's available to you by going to our website, renewalministries.net. When you get there, click on bookstore. The first reading for today is Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 10 to 16, as I have read. Now, brothers and sisters, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand the things freely given us by God. And we speak about them not with words taught by human wisdom, but with words taught by the Spirit, describing spiritual realities in spiritual terms. Now, the natural man, that's you and me, apart from faith, apart from a relationship with God. Now, the natural man does not accept what pertains to the Spirit of God, for to him it is foolishness. He can't figure it out with his five senses, therefore it's foolishness. And he cannot understand it because it has to be judged spiritually. The one who is spiritual, however, that means someone who knows the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and who lives out that intimate relationship with God in all aspects of their lives. That's what God has for us. And it's the Spirit that leads us into the fullness of truth. Those are my words. The one who is spiritual, however, can judge everything but is not subject to judgment by anyone. In other words, if I am really rooted in the Lord, rooted in the Word, rooted in the teaching of the church, really rooted in its truth, then I am in a place where I can become more alive spiritually, and I in turn then can impart that to others. That's what God wants. Who has known the mind of the Lord so as to counsel him? We have the mind of Christ. Do you? Do the scriptures fill your life every day so that you begin to see, you begin to take on an understanding of God's priorities and the ways in which God deals with certain things? And you imitate him by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't do it on our own. We fall short. But the scriptures open up the wisdom of God to us. And if we embrace it and humbly place ourselves before God and say, "Come, Holy Spirit, you who dwell in me, by the grace of the sacraments, you who dwell in me, lead me, guide me, teach me." Yes, we need to learn from others, but our orientation needs to be, "Lord, I want to be taught by you. I want to be led by you. I want to be inspired by you, that I can be a help to the church in this difficult time, that I can be a help to my brothers and sisters, to my own family." God wants to do all of that through us. We just come to him humbly and immerse yourself in the Word of God daily. Frequent the sacraments as often as you can. Call upon the graces of your baptism, your first communion, your confirmation. Those graces are active. That's grace, is God sharing himself with us. Those graces are in you, but because God gave you free will, he will not force his way on you. It's up to you. Call on him. Ask him. The Lord is just in all his ways. He's gracious. He's merciful. He's slow to anger, of great kindness. He's good to all, compassionate toward all his works. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord. Let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages. Your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. What has the Lord said to us? "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. Come to me. I will teach you. I will lead you." The Lord lifts up all who are falling. He raises up all who are bowed down. If we turn to him, he won't force himself. Brothers and sisters, let's get an eternal perspective rooted in our lives, and only the Holy Spirit can do that for us. Ask him for it every day. "Give me an eternal perspective so that I can see my life, I can see my priorities, I can see my decisions in light of eternity." In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 31 to 37, Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Oh, brothers and sisters, Satan is trying to get you to listen to him, taunt you, destroy your faith. But Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet and come out of him." And the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." Satan has to obey God. And all of us have been enticed in one way or another by Satan. Hopefully we keep rooting him out by confession of our sins. We keep rooting him out by receiving him as often as we can in the Eucharist. We root them out by using our lives and our gifts and talents to care for the poor and the weak, as well as whatever else we put our money and our time and our talent toward. Am I using all that God's given me for His glory? Or has Satan in some way tempted me and tainted me and led me astray? Even if it seems small, it will grow very quickly when we give in to it. Why do I do what I do? Is it for God's glory, which can bring us much joy and pleasure? No problem with joy and pleasure. But why do I do what I do? Do I do it because I want to see Him loved and honored more? Or do I do it so that people will think I'm good and I'm holy? What's my motive? Is it for the glory of God, or is it just for my self-satisfaction, my selfishness? Why do I do what I do? Brothers and sisters, we really need to take a look at these kinds of questions. And so many of you tell me how much you appreciate the program, and I'm very grateful for that. And we need encouragement too, and I'm very grateful for that. But at the same time, the most important thing you can do with this program is to turn to the Lord and say, thank you for showing me all the ways in which you want to lead me and guide me and help me. Give me the faith, give me the grace to follow you more closely so that I in turn, that's you in turn can go and help others. That's what the Lord wants. Brothers and sisters, He loves us. He loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son for us. Can you open your heart and say to the Lord, Lord, I want to follow you more closely. I want to obey you. I want your priorities to become my priorities. I want to follow you by your grace and by your power. Can you pray that way? Or do you put reservations on it? Lord, I want to follow you every day. Just don't let this happen. Or I'll follow you in every way, but not this issue and not these people. I just have to push that out of my life. And we make all kinds of qualifications. We tell God we do love Him and we do want to follow Him, but please don't take me down that road, or please don't ask me to do this. That's not the way we go about this, brothers and sisters. Ask for faith to be able to say, Lord, I trust you above all and before all, and I will follow you, whatever you ask of me, period. Ask God for the grace to be able to pray that way. Instead of modifying the request, Lord, you know, do this, but don't do this. What you want to do is be in a position where you say, Lord, I'm afraid, but I do know that being with you is where I need to be. Help me to put you first in my life. May God bless you. In these times in which we live, I want to make sure that you can access my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. I want to encourage you, please, to get that booklet. You can have a free copy of it by calling 1-800-282-4789 or by going to our website, renewalministries.net, and just click on Bookstore. Please take the time to read it. May God bless you.